Good evening. This is the evening edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. Minibus and route taxi operators to withhold service during this stay-at-home weekend. Supermarket operators recommending longer opening hours and more opening days in the face of long lines outside their establishments. No support, however, for a return of the ABC system. The general public supporting the stay-at-home weekend, as many say, it should have been ordered long ago. Two Barbadians honored by the Queen for their volunteer work. And the Met Office issues a dust haze advisory for Barbados. This is the evening edition from Starcom Network News. Citing what they claim is the government's disregard for their welfare and financial problems, minibus and route taxi operators will be pulling their vehicles off the road this weekend. Yesterday, in announcing the stay-at-home weekend, Attorney General Dale Marshall said public service vehicles would be allowed to operate to transport essential workers. But Chairman of the Association of Public Transport Operators, Kenneth Best, says that makes no sense in the current circumstances, and in a move also supported by the other PSV Association, the Alliance of Owners of Public Transport, Mr. Best has issued a circular to members urging them to withhold service this weekend due to what he calls blatant injustice.
It makes no sense working this weekend, because you have a cat, you're a car and limbo. You ask to work to carry essential workers, but yet the petrol stations are closed. So when you drive, when you finish work, there's no petrol station to fill back your vehicle so you can work the next day. You can reduce ridership at 6% per vehicle. And they have been asking and begging the government since we started the pandemic for some sort of financial assistance to cushion the fall off in passengers.
But even before that call for the PSV sector to take a stand, many PSV operators had already made up their minds that it made no sense putting a vehicle on the road. Indeed, longtime owner and driver Ian Walcott sees little sense in operating during any part of the lockdown. He says most of the traffic has disappeared and believes it's only because of general disrespect for the sector that they are left out of those being offered financial aid.
Unemployment in Barbados, as it stands, is at an unprecedented level. We rely on the citizens of Barbados to working consistently, that we can take them to work, get them shopping, get them back home. If they are unemployed, who are we transporting? Every industry in Barbados is experiencing some type of problem. Why is the impression being created? The only industry in Barbados that is doing well is transport.
Long lines continue at supermarkets ahead of a weekend lockdown. Approved supermarkets have been granted permission to stay open for an extra 3 hours today to accommodate essential workers from the medical facilities. CEO of Massey Supermarkets, Randall Banfield, confirmed they are among those staying open.
Also, Massey Warrens, only Massey Warrens, from 4 until 7 to accommodate public health workers who present with the government their employment from their place of employment between 4 and 7 o'clock. Just one single Massey store.
That was Randall Banfield. Meantime, following long queues for a second straight day, the supermarket operators are recommending an extension of the days and hours that they're allowed to open, although they aren't supporting the call for a reintroduction of the ABC system. Chief Operating Officer at Popular Supermarket, MacArthur Barrow, says the ABC system only contributes to the problem.
When the ABC system was implemented, we saw something very similar to what we are seeing now. What causes the long line is the fact that you're limiting the number of people in the store That's one. And obviously, when people fear that there's a restriction in shopping, they come out in greater numbers. Basically, you've got people trying to do in 5 days what they would normally do in 7 days. And then you've also got them doing 8 to 4 what they would normally do in 7 to 9. So you're restricting them 2 ways.
Meantime, Managing Director of Carlton and Emerald City Supermarkets, Andrew Bino, tells Starcom Network News what's needed is an additional day.
I do not support going back to the alphabet system. And two, I would suggest easing and giving the extra day. And that should take care of what it is that we're seeing now in terms of the long lines. The crush that we're getting this morning is really because all that we've been getting last week is because you do not have the extra day. If we had the Saturday, you see, because you have the Saturday people now who have been crushed into Friday and Thursday and so on.
Andrew Bino. Barbadians have been sharing their thoughts on the stay-at-home weekend order, which takes effect from tonight.
I agree. But here's the thing. How many of us will comply? I really pray that all of us comply.
Short-term pain for long-term gain. I have no problem at all with it.
I feel that it should go on until the end of March because this thing is very serious.
Barbadians commenting on the upcoming lockdown. Minister of Tourism and International Transport, Senator Lisa Cummins, assures the hotel sector additional help is on the way as the global travel industry continues to be disrupted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Referring to a plan mentioned by Prime Minister Motley in announcing the extended lockdown, Senator Cummins tells Starcom Network News that the Barbados Employment and Sustainable Transformation, or BEST plan, is being further tweaked to assist tourism businesses during the prolonged hiatus. She notes that government had planned for the possibility that the fallout from the pandemic might drag on.
As you know, the BEST program was already there, and because we could not plan, we didn't know when this would begin and when it would end, the BEST program was always designed for a total period of 24 months in first instance. And so we anticipated that we could have these challenges, and we prepared for that. We are going to be shortly taking an updated paper forward for consideration based on ongoing discussions that we have had with the hotel sector to ensure that we can keep as many people employed and not on the breadline as we can.
Senator Cummins says the details are now being worked out by the Ministry of Finance.
And so we're hoping that we can make those changes and those announcements, which are being led by the Ministry of Finance team and facilitated by the Ministry of Tourism in the shortest possible time frame. But through BEST, we are very much going to be continuing to provide support to the tourism program for the 24 months that was anticipated.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth today recognized Trevor and Pamela Headley, representing Barbados, as the 171st Commonwealth Points of Light Award winners in honor of their exceptional voluntary service providing home-cooked meals for their local community. Trevor and Pamela have been donating home-cooked meals to a homeless shelter every week for the past 12 years. The Barbados Met Office has issued a dust-haze advisory in respect of a plume of Sahara dust that is forecast to significantly affect this country and the marine area from tomorrow. Acting Director of Met Services, Sabu Best.
A plume of Saharan dust haze is forecast to significantly affect Barbados and the marine area from Saturday, 20th of February, 2021. A dust haze advisory is issued when dust haze has already or is forecast to reduce visibility between 5 to 10 kilometers within 48 hours across the island and within the marine area. Expect slight hazy conditions from the afternoon of Saturday, the 20th of February, becoming progressively thicker into Saturday night and Sunday, the 21st of February. Some key messages: residents, visitors and marine users should be prepared to take action as a significant reduction in visibility is either likely or already occurring. In this case, this will be expected mostly or mainly on Sunday.
Recapping the headlines, minibus and route taxi operators to withhold service during this stay-at-home weekend. Supermarket operators recommending longer opening hours and more opening days in the face of long lines outside their establishments. However, they are not interested in the return of the ABC system. The general public supporting the stay-at-home weekend, and two Barbadians honored by the Queen for their volunteer work. And also the Met Office issues a Dustes advisory for this country. And that's the evening edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. I'm Larry Mears. Good evening.